This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The University of Colorado is changing the way it recruits football players. The school has been accused of using alcohol and sex to lure recruits, most of whom are high school age. Administrators announced a series of new rules yesterday designed to address those allegations. The scandal has been fueled in recent weeks by revelations that seven women claim they were raped by Colorado players and recruits. The school's coach has been placed on administrative leave until the situation is resolved. From Denver, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
The University of Colorado's administration has been operating in crisis mode since January when the scandal broke. It's put a national spotlight on the school, and now administrators are responding by implementing the strictest recruiting rules in the nation. In the past, prospective football players were paired with student hosts to experience college life. Sometimes that meant going to parties. A number of women say they were raped at some of those parties. Chancellor Richard Binney says the new rules are intended to prevent a recruit getting into trouble while on campus.
We've eliminated the host responsibility for students. Recruits will be supervised by their parents or a designated coach during their visit. And on the night of arrival, curfew will be set at 11 p.m. and will be documented by a designated coach.
Binney says recruits will only be on campus for one night now instead of the traditional two. And he says any recruit who attends a party will lose his scholarship. Former Colorado quarterback Charles Johnson was fuming over the new restrictions, saying they enforce an unfair stereotype about football players.
It just exacerbates, it continues to grow this growing impression that these young student athletes, in this case specifically football players, which to some degree outrages me, are a danger to our campus, and we have to reduce their exposure to the campus in order to either keep them or other students on campus safe. It's wrong.
Johnson also worries the new rules will make it harder for the university to attract recruits. Chancellor Binney says that's a price Colorado is willing to pay.
If they decide to go someplace else because we structure our program and are trying to do the best job, that's certainly up to them, but that's okay with us too.
The university came out with the new rules just as several investigations got underway. The school is looking into the culture of its athletic department. The National Collegiate Athletic Association is examining recruiting across the country. And later this month, a congressional subcommittee will hold a hearing on the matter. Colorado Governor Bill Owens has launched his own investigation, one led by the state's attorney general that could lead to criminal prosecutions.
This appointment shows that we are united in our effort and determination to root out any misconduct, to take action against any person who's done wrong, as well to clear any person who's been falsely accused.
It's been a tough couple of months for the University of Colorado, but President Elizabeth Hoffman says once the investigations are over, she wants her school to be a model for others across the country.
There's just no question about the fact that we have been pushed into that national role. I suspect that other universities will follow some of the leads we've taken. In fact, I have a long list of phone calls from other university presidents that I need to return in the next few days because they're calling me and saying, what are you going to be doing? Because I want to know.
Hoffman says the jobs of everyone involved in the University of Colorado scandal are on the line, including hers. She's already placed football coach Gary Barnett on paid administrative leave for criticizing the playing ability of a female player who says a teammate raped her. Hoffman says no decision will be made about Barnett's future until after an investigative panel completes its work at the end of April. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.